Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Nelson Entertainment presents an Interscope Communications production. San Dimas, California, 2691 AD. A gruff-looking, bald-headed man in a futuristic leather jacket addresses his men.
It is time. They have reached the second crucial turning point in their destiny. Their message is about to reach millions. But we will change all that. When our mission is successful, no longer will the world be dominated by the legacy of these two fools. No longer will we hear this. We will stop them now. Brothers and sisters, are we ready?
The man's army load their weapons. Bill and Ted's bogus journey. Students wearing futuristic neon-colored clothing mingle on the campus of Bill and Ted University. A statue of Bill and Ted is surrounded by fountains. Underneath, the mantra, "Be excellent to each other," carved into the stone. Inside, the students walk through an automatic doorway into a high-tech lecture theater. The students take their seats behind white desks, each with their own computer monitor. They each place a key into a slot, which activates the screen. When they place a set of clear goggles over their eyes, the center of the room is filled with an electrical charge. Suddenly, a phone booth materializes in front of them. As they remove their visors, a man with a beard, Rufus, steps out of the phone booth.
Greetings, my excellent pupils. Today we continue our study of the physics of acoustical reverberation. I'd like you to meet today's most non-bogus guest speakers. Say hello to an old friend, Thomas Edison.
Hello there.
And to help us on the musical side of things, Johann Sebastian Bach.
Bach bows.
And Sir James Martin of Faith No More. Founder of the Faith No More Spiritual and Theological Center.
Station!
Station!
And a special treat from the 23rd century, Miss Rhea Pichel. Miss Pichel, as you all know, was the inventor of the Stationphonic Oxygenetic Amplifier Graphophonadella Verberator. Kind of hard to imagine the world before we had them, isn't it? Okay, remember, this Friday, Ben Franklin and Aretha Franklin will be here. Saturday is the field trip to Babylonia. And very important, do not do your homework without wearing headphones. Repeat.
The door blows open and armed soldiers storm the room. The soldiers round up the guest speakers and start setting up a large metal tripod in the center of the room. A screen is secured to the top. As the students panic, the soldiers take their positions around the room. Rufus looks on as the bald-headed man strides towards him. Flanked by two hooded figures, the bald-headed man crosses the room.
Denomalos, my old teacher.
Rufus, my favorite pupil.
I thought you were...
Dead? No. Just in preparation.
I worked within the system until I could stand it no longer. And soon, the system will never have existed.
You won't get away with it.
Time will tell.
Time has told.
I will go back and change that. With the aid of my secret weapons!
The two hooded figures are Bill and Ted.
How's it going, dudes?
They pull open their faces to reveal that underneath, they are robots. One of the students faints as the robots pull the rubber faces back over their electronic skeletons.
Friends! These are automatons! Replicas only, furnished with my agenda. Now, what is your mission?
First, we totally kill Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Then we take over their lives.
Then we utterly destroy them.
Then at the Battle of the Barons, we give the speech they were gonna give, except totally different.
And thus, a new future is born. A great future, eh?
Don't tell us, Duder. You programmed us. He's totally a robot. So are you, dude. Well, we're total metalheads.
Do shut up.
The bionic Bill and Ted obey.
What is the fuel?
Fear!
What is the engine?
Discipline!
What is the ideal?
Fire!
And how to achieve it?
The evil Bill and Ted remove their robes to reveal their normal clothes underneath before putting on some shades.
Death to Bill and Ted! Catch you later, evil dude!
As the robots start dialing a number in the phone booth, Rufus takes a guitar out of its case. The phone booth begins to shimmer with orange lightning. Holding onto the lead, Rufus throws the guitar onto the top of the booth and holds on as it pulls him off his feet. The soldiers fire as Rufus is dragged across the floor and sucked into the portal the phone booth has created. In the present, Bill and Ted are auditioning on a stage.
Hey, Bill! Ask questions! Ask choir! And this is Ted! Theodore! Logan! And on drums on keyboards! Celebrating their fifth year in the 20th century! By the beautiful princess of medieval England! Joanna and Elizabeth! We are Wild Stead!
Guys, you keep telling me you're going to be the greatest band in the world, but you stink.
Yeah, we don't understand it either.
I mean, you can't sing. I mean, the girls, they can play, but you guys?
Girls mature faster than guys. Plus, they started in the 15th century.
What do you mean?
Well, they're from medieval England. Ted, shut up. Medieval England, Iowa.
Guys, the point is the Battle of the Bands is the biggest event for new groups in the area. I mean, we're talking about a $25,000 first prize, a two-year record deal, and a chance to be seen by the most important people in the business. I mean, we've even got live coverage on Channel 12. Now, if you were me, would you put you guys on?
No way.
However, since you guys do work for Pretzels and Cheese, I'm gonna give you a shot.
Excellent!
Last midnight, probably by that time everyone will be gone home.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, we're used to that. Yeah, we fully cleaned out Ted's little brother's junior high school dance.
They totally turned on the bombo while he was playing his solo.
Shut up, Ted.
Guys, do yourself a favor, prepare a little, work on your act. I mean, think of something.
Don't worry, Miss Wardrow, we won't let you down.
Later, they're outside.
Dude, we gotta win at that concert.
Yeah, then we can finally propose to the ladies.
I know. There's no way we can raise a family on the money we make at Pretzels and Cheese, dude. I'll call Missy and tell her on her way.
Should be a most resplendent birthday party. Shall we, ladies?
Really?
Shall
we?
They've loaded their kit onto a van, which has wild stallions spray-painted onto the side. Later, they're having a party for Elizabeth's 521st birthday.
Oh, I understand you two have a little something else to celebrate tonight.
We got into the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah! If we win, I can totally pay you back the money I owe you.
And what if you don't win?
Well, I guess, maybe sell some more blood.
Perhaps you should think about selling a couple of the instruments.
Of course. We've always got a spot for you, Ted.
You remember my old friend, Colonel Oates, from the Alaskan Military School?
How's it going, Ted?
Yeah.
Splendidly. Remember, it's not too late for you, Ted.
Yeah. Whoa.
For either of you. For all four of you.
Yeah.
Ah, fresh fudge.
Hi, Otsy.
Hi.
Darling.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Missy. Hey, Missy. Mom?
Missy lays a smacker on Ted's head.
I can't believe Missy divorced your dad and married mine. Shut up, Ted.
Bill's dad looks depressed.
Your dad looks bad. I know. What's next?
Maybe she'll marry you.
Yeah, then you'll be your own stepdad. You've probably noticed we haven't given you our gifts yet.
Yeah. That's because... Well... That's because what we wanted to say was,
Well...
Excuse us, dude.
Bill and Ted stand up and take their girls to one side.
I wrote this myself.
I wrote this last night. Elizabeth?
Joanna? As I wander through this dark and lonely forest of life, surrounded by various beasts, bears, vipers, squirrels, not to mention small barnacles and algae,
meadowwarps, starfish, blowfish, catfish. Oh no, that's freshwater.
The point is, I know we promised you a better life than this.
What I mean to say is, I realized when we took you out of England, we said the future held some really good stuff.
And all this stuff hasn't actually worked out the way we thought.
It will. We hope. The day after tomorrow, if things work out,
what this is about is...
Bill and Ted look round at each other and smile.
Will you marry us?
Elizabeth and Joanna look at one another.
Theodore, I'd love to.
They pull out cheap plastic rings and with broad smiles place them on Elizabeth and Joanna's fingers. Bill and Ted air guitar with joy.
Yeah!
Threatening black clouds loom overhead. Outside a food store, a cat's licking something off the ground when the phone booth shoots down from the sky.
Aim for the cat, dude! Aim for the cat! I'm trying, Evil Ted! I'm trying!
The cat scarpers in the nick of time.
Ah, just missed!
Bill and Ted step out of the phone booth and look across the skyline.
Not bad. Yeah, let's make it bad.
They take off their sunglasses, and Ted hits himself on the back of the head, knocking out one of his eyes. He holds it in his palm.
We're here, dude.
Is Rufus with you?
1 second.
Bill checks the top of the phone booth. The guitar is still wedged in it.
Looks like we lost him in the circuits of time, Duder.
But then he is gone forever. Our first act of business. Destroy that ridiculous, insipid band.
You got it, dude.
Get to work.
Now, study these books well. When my mission is completed, this will be the new history.
Elizabeth and Joanna head home.
Bye! Drive safe!
Dude, what? I wonder if after we're married, the princesses will stay over with us.
Yeah, our girlfriends are most chaste.
Yeah, at least they're not dating our dads.
Good point, dude.
Yeah.
Bill answers the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Bill. This is Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. How'd you call us so fast?
It's not important. This is. Elizabeth and I have spoken and we've decided we're quitting Wild Stallions.
What?
Yes.
Why?
We think you're losers and we never want to see you again.
No way.
We're going to the desert to be alone.
But...
It's over. Goodbye.
Evil Bill has changed his voice.
I totally fooled those other Russes.
Yeah, they're completely brilliant. Not! Let's ditch the booth and start phase two.
Station.
Bill dials a number, then steps out of the phone booth. Electricity shimmers around it, and it vanishes into the ground. They look on with satisfaction and touch fingers. Good Bill and Ted are watching Star Trek.
An incredible fortune in stones. Yet I would trade them all for a hand phaser. Or a good solid club.
Maybe we should have proposed to them sooner.
If I could find them.
How could we, Ted? We can barely afford our own apartment. This is most non-heinous.
What are we gonna do?
We gotta find him. Talk to him.
But how?
They slouch in their chairs and watch Captain Kirk run up a steep, rocky slope.
Wonder who that could be.
Bill gets up and answers the door to Evil Bill and Ted.
How's it going, Bill and Ted?
Ted, it's us again.
How's it going, Bill?
Not bad, Bill.
And you?
Bad. We came to help you guys in your most unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
Evil Bill and Ted stride inside and take a seat.
How? Come with us. We'll show you.
Okay.
Excuse us. Dude. I got a weird feeling here.
Why?
I don't know. How do we know these guys are really us?
The robotic Bill and Ted raise their drinks.
Ted, we've been through this before. Now, if it wasn't for the previous intervention of our future selves, would we have even passed history? Or met the babes? Or had a most excellent adventure through time?
Okay. Ted, if you're really me, how many fingers am I about to hold up? 3.
Whoa! You're right! Let's go, guys. We'll drive.
Evil Bill and Ted toss their drink cans over their shoulders.
Ted, what? I have a feeling we're about to embark upon a most unprecedented expedition.
Evil Ted.
Dude, what? I got a full-on robot chubby. Later, Evil Ted. Later.
Evil Ted puts down a photo of the babes. Now, Evil Bill and Ted are driving the Wild Stallion's van, with Good Bill and Ted sitting in the back.
I'm cold.
Yeah. Hey, dudes, can we get some heat back here? Shut up, Bill.
The U's a real jerk.
Yeah. I gotta remember to be more considerate towards myself when I become him.
He said, shut your holes! Dude, I got a very bad feeling.
The van speeds along an empty desert road as the sun starts to rise. It's now morning, and Evil Bill weaves the car along a winding mountain path. The van skids to a halt, and Evil Bill and Ted jump out. They open the back door, staring at their doubles with stern faces.
Out!
Bill and Ted step out and look at their surroundings.
So? We're Joanna and Elizabeth.
They're not here!
Yeah,
we lied. But here's the truth. We're totally gonna kill you now.
No way!
Yes way, Ted!
We're fully programmed to do it.
Yeah, and we want to do it, too.
You dick, Bill!
Bill punches Evil Bill.
Ow! You're metal, dude!
I know. Check it out!
Robotic Bill pulls open his chest.
Let's go. Bogus.
The bionic Bill and Ted lead human Bill and Ted up a steep, rocky slope. Bill kicks his evil counterpart on the backside. Now, evil Bill and Ted are holding good Bill and Ted over the edge of the rocky cliff.
We gotta do something. Dudes, even though you're doing this, we love you. We love you. Fags!
Bill and Ted are hurled over the side.
Catch you later, Bill and Ted!
Evil Bill and Ted hawk a loogie and carefully aim it over the edge. They watch in anticipation as it falls towards Bill and Ted.
Yes! I totally loogied on that good dead me!
Yeah! Full on evil robot!
Yeah!
Evil Bill and Ted rock out.
You want to take the van?
No, it's beat. There's a Porsche.
Looks bad.
Station.
Evil Bill and Ted head off. At the bottom of the ravine, human Bill and Ted are lying motionless on the ground. Suddenly, they open their eyes and sit bolt upright. However, their clothes and their skin have turned grey.
Bill, what happened? Ted, we're dead, dude. No way.
Yes way. Look.
Their old bodies are still lying on the ground.
Now what?
the Grim Reaper standing behind them.
Whoa! Who are you? Ted! It's the Grim Reaper, dude! Oh. How's it hanging, Death?
You will come with me.
No, we can't. We gotta get back to the babes. Ted, we can't. We're dead, dude. We gotta stop those evil usses. We gotta try. Excuse us, dude, but is there any way back?
You may challenge me to a contest, but if you lose, you will remain here in the afterlife forever.
What if we win?
No one has ever won.
Dude, we gotta ditch this guy, definitely. But how? Melvin! Excuse us, dude, but your shoes are untied.
Oh.
I can't believe we just Melvin Death! Yeah! Let's just hope he doesn't catch up with us.
They pass a road sign that gives the distance to San Dimas as 50 miles. Later, Bill and Ted wipe some grime away from the window of a dirty sports car.
Whoa.
They head inside their apartment and find it completely trashed. Evil Bill and Ted are in the bedroom trying to have their way with the babes.
No way!
This isn't funny!
Way to go, Joanna!
I don't understand what's come over you two.
Well, you see, we used to be pushweeds. But now we're metal. So get over here and put out!
Let's go! You can forget about us playing tonight.
Fine.
Evil Ted smiles.
And I guess that's that.
Yeah. See ya.
Joanna and Elizabeth take off their engagement rings and throw them at Evil Bill and Ted.
Catch you later, babes!
As they leave, they walk straight through Bill and Ted.
Ted, I have an idea. Tonight at the concert, after we make the Nomalist speech, let's waste them. Station. In the meantime, let's trash this lame little rat hole. Stellar, Evil Ted!
Evil Ted tosses the guitar on the bed and heads out with Evil Bill.
Ted, we have got to stop now. But how?
Now, Bill and Ted are outside a police station.
I hope this works. Working the Exorcist, 1 and 3.
Inside, Ted's father is giving a talk to some recruits.
All right, Hertzfeld. You'll move downtown so Deloge can take her maternity leave.
Sure.
Also, we need to make a few shifts. Anyone interested in moonlighting will be stepping up security at the amphitheater tonight for the Battle of the Bands.
I hear your son's band is playing.
Thank you for reminding me, Sergeant. Also, Scott Frank.
So, how do we do this? I don't know.
Keep an eye out for that slime ball.
Why don't you try something?
Davis?
Okay.
Ted jumps up onto a desk, then throws himself into his father's ear, entering his body.
Whoa. Okay. Dudes. I mean, fellow policemen. My son, Ted Theodore Logan, and his friend, Bill S. Preston Esquire, have been murdered and replaced by evil robots from the future.
You totally did it, dude.
I totally possessed my dad. Okay. You gotta go over and arrest these robots so they don't ruin everything for me and Bill. I mean, my son and Bill. And most importantly, they don't hurt the babes. The princesses. This isn't working. Oh, back me up, dude. You got it, dude.
Bill holds his nose and leaps into the sergeant's body.
I totally believe you, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa, donuts.
Whoa, excellent.
Savory crawler.
Yeah, I got really hungry being dead.
Yeah.
Bill, I don't think they believe us.
We'll have to find somebody who will. Catch you later, cop dudes.
Oh, yeah, catch you later. Yeah, sure.
Bill and Ted head outside.
Ted, we can't go like this.
Oh, yeah.
Bill and Ted squeeze back out of their possessed body's ear holes.
Thanks, Dad.
Good morning.
Sergeant?
Meanwhile, Missy's having a seance.
Gandhi.
Anne Boleyn.
Aristotle. President Chester A. Arthur.
Yes.
Clark Gable.
Charlemagne. And I would like to contact Ty Cobb.
Does this seance stuff ever worked?
No.
My team.
But it will today, dude.
Back there. Bobble, wobble. Oh, great spirits from the netherworld, leave your celestial abode and speak upon us with your life lessons.
The ghosts of Bill and Ted appear in the center of the room.
I feel the spirits have arrived!
How's it going, New Age dudes?
Spirits, can you hear me?
Yeah. And we can totally see down here.
Ted, it's your mom, dude.
Whoa, you're right. Move over, dude.
Spirits, what have you to say to us?
Okay, the princesses are in trouble! Yeah, Ted and his most excellent friend Bill were killed! Listen to us! Beware of evil Bill and Ted! Warn the princesses! Save the babes! Save the babes!
All evil spirits from hell! I send you back into the darkness from whence you came!
What's she doing?
I don't know.
Everyone.
But I don't think it's good.
Well, Illure,
uh-oh.
No
way!
Bill and Ted's ghosts swirl into a storm cloud, sending bolts of electricity through the room. They're sucked into the ground and begin tumbling through a black abyss. They're still falling. Still falling.
Hey,
You want to play 20 questions?
Okay. I got one.
Are you a mineral?
Yeah.
Are you a tank?
Whoa, yeah! Good one!
Finally, they hit the ground.
Not bad!
Yeah, can we do it again?
Yeah!
Huge rocks attached to chains move around them.
This is not what I expected this place to look like at all.
Yeah, we got totally lied to by our album covers, man.
A huge horned demon is standing on top of a menacing mechanical head.
Whoa! Who's that?
Ted, who do you think it is, dude?
Oh, yeah.
How are we gonna get his attention?
Sign of the devil, dude.
Hey, devil dude! Down here!
No!
Down here, dude! Two little guys! No! Big dude! Six dude! Down here! Lights up! Here! Go!
The devil pulls a huge handle which winds the chain that's attached to the rock Bill and Ted are standing on. They grab onto the nose of the mechanical head.
Ted?
Yeah?
If I die, you can have my Megadeth collection.
But dude, we're already dead!
Oh. Well, then they're yours, dude.
Oh. Thanks, dude.
Having hauled themselves up onto the snout of the head, they catch their breath and gaze up at the devil. They start to walk towards him and find themselves at the bottom of a giant set of steps.
How's it going, Beelzebub?
So, okay. Can we go now?
You may go.
Whoa! Thanks, dude!
Yeah! You know, you got a bad rap, but you're actually an okay dude.
A hatch opens up below Bill and Ted, and they fall into a metal labyrinth.
Whoa. Where are we?
I don't know. Maybe we should try one of these tunnels.
Dude, where are we?
I don't know. Maybe we should try one of these doors.
There's a bright green light behind the door.
After you, dude!
They jump inside and find themselves in a room that's lined with long rows of bunk beds on both sides.
Now where are we?
Who's that?
Colonel Oates strides towards them.
It's Colonel Oates! No way!
Gentlemen!
Welcome to hell. No way.
What?
No way, sir.
You too will do whatever I tell you to do from now on. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Dude.
What?
Yes, dude, sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Sir, dude.
Get down and give me infinity. You stupid, pathetic, craven little cretins.
You're not strong. You're silky boys.
Silk comes from the butts of Chinese worms.
Dude, you, we gotta get out of here.
Warm, toasty little butter cakes you are.
Get back here!
Bill and Ted run back into the maze.
Dude, what? I think we're in our own personal hell.
Let's split up.
Yeah, that way it can't get us so bad.
Yeah.
They head off in separate directions. Ted decides to try another door. he finds himself as a young boy as he steps inside a pink-colored room.
What happened?
The wall and doors are set at strange angles. Meanwhile, a young Bill finds himself in a blue room. There's a long dining table with people sitting along both sides.
Whoa! Bogan!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Granny! Happy birthday to you!
Granny S. Preston, Esquire. No way!
Ted finds a basket of chocolate eggs. As he eats them, a rabbit bounces towards him.
Theodore! You made your little brother cry!
How about a kiss? Oh, your dear old friend, Bill.
Bill's held in place by the rest of the family as his grandmother leans towards him. She licks her lips and puckers up.
You stole Deacon's Easter biscuit!
No way! This was 10 years ago!
Uh-huh. Bill's granny edges ever closer, baring her brown teeth.
Come here, Mom!
Bill and Ted run back into the maze.
That was none heinous!
Choose your eternity.
Choose your own, you fool!
Ted's tossed down one of the corridors and slammed into a metal panel.
You ugly red source of all evil!
Bill meets the same fate. The Easter Bunny and Colonel Oates step towards them.
Hello, girls!
Yeah! Bill and Ted run away.
Yeah! Dude, what? Hell sucks!
Jeff Lilly!
No!
Oh, no, no, salamander!
Right on the lips.
Ted, there's only one way out of here, man.
You're right, dude. We gotta play the Reaper.
Suddenly, they're in front of death.
Choose your game. But if you lose, you will stay here in hell forever.
Bill and Ted exchange nods. Later, they're sat opposite Death in an imposing stone-walled room. Bill checks their battleship's board.
Miss.
Bill and Ted confer over their next move.
B3.
Miss. C6.
Hit.
Death smiles.
Dude, I know. J7.
A hit. You have sank my battleship.
Excellent! Yeah!
I totally knew he put it in the J's, dude.
Good thinking, Ted.
You must play me again.
What?
Best 2 out of 3.
No way!
Yes way.
What's he doing? I don't know.
Death steps back towards the table, a slight smile on his face.
I believe Colonel Mustard did it in the study with the candlestick.
Bill opens an envelope and checks the cards inside.
Sorry, Death. You lose. It was Professor Plum.
I said Plum.
No way! You said Mustard! Can we go back now?
Best 3 out of 5.
I don't believe this guy.
Later, Death glares at a small electronic football player.
Best of 7?
Damn right!
Now, they're playing Twister.
Right hand green. Left hand red.
Bill makes his move.
Right foot green.
Death lifts up his foot, waving it in Bill's face. He bends his leg round, but falls before he can place his foot down.
Well?
I will take you back.
Bill and Ted play their air guitars and help Death up.
You played very well, Death, especially with your totally heavy death robes.
Don't patronize me.
Well, whatever, dude. You got a lot to learn about sportsmanship.
This way.
Now we can go back and save the babes. Yeah, but Bill, when we get back, how are we gonna fight those other usses? I mean, they're totally stronger than us, and way smarter than us.
Yeah, plus they already killed us once.
Yeah.
1 minute, Duder. Okay, if we were good human usses, and we had to fight 2 evil robot usses, what would we do?
Make good robot usses?
Ted, good thinking, dude. Excuse us. Excuse me, Death.
Oh, now what?
Well, could you take us to someone who could help us?
You have beaten me. I'm at your command.
Cool.
This way.
Ted.
What?
Don't fear the Reaper.
I heard that.
Bill, Ted, and Death are bathed in bright light.
Whoa. This is most atypical.
A domed white building lies ahead of them beneath a Dali-esque sky. They step towards one of the huge pillars at the front of the building. They step into an atrium, walking past people dressed in all-white clothing. One of them offers Ted a scroll.
Welcome to heaven.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Only the most serene and enlightened souls shall gain audience. Dude, we're in big trouble.
I think I have an idea, dude.
Welcome to heaven.
Hey!
Here you are. Go
wise dudes. Welcome to
heaven.
Can we ask you a question?
Okay.
Right this way, please. Welcome to heaven.
Bill and Ted have stolen the people's clothes.
Thank you.
Dude, we're in heaven. We just mugged three people.
I know. We better get out of here before we ruin it for everybody. Come on, Death.
You look great, dude.
You think so?
Death's wearing a pinafore.
Yeah. You do.
Shut up.
Come on, dude.
It's not fun. Can't believe I'm doing this stupid. How'd I end up in this ridiculous situation?
They step towards a grand white door that towers above them. A man in a suit and hat is directing people where to go. He writes in a book as Bill and Ted step forward.
How's it going?
What is the meaning of life?
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn,
just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Every rose has a thorn.
Don't I know you?
No.
The man gestures to the doors, which start to swing open. They hold onto their hats as they're hit by a gust of wind and dazzled by a bright light. They step through the door into another gigantic room. A huge staircase lined with statues rises up into the sky. Bill, Ted, and Death edge towards the bottom of the steps.
Okay, so God, as if you didn't know, we are not the three wise people that you might have thought we were.
No, we mugged three people and took their clothes. Sorry.
I'm Bill S. Preston.
I'm Ted Theodore Logan.
Together we are Wild Stallions! Yeah. This lovely lady is the Grim Reaper. He brought us here when we challenged him and won.
No. Okay. First of all, congratulations on Earth. It's a most excellent planet, and Bill and I enjoy it on a daily basis.
Yeah. Not to mention your other great planets. Mars, Jupiter, Uranus. But the point is, okay, we died
most unfairly.
But we won the chance to come back. And we need to construct something to help save the women we love.
Yeah. And we don't got a lot of time. So we were wondering, could you maybe help us find somebody who could maybe help us build something?
Station.
Well, we were thinking along the lines maybe of a scientist or something.
A purple sphere winds its way towards them and creates a round seal on the ground.
Whoa, cool.
Bill picks the seal off the ground.
Thanks, God.
Yeah, you are a just and noble creator.
Okay, well, we'll be going now.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Catch you later, God.
They start to walk away, but Death comes back.
Sorry. They melvined me.
Evil Bill and Ted are trashing Bill and Ted's apartment. Evil Ted's tossing plates against the wall.
We're out of dishes!
Check this out!
Ted takes off his head and slam dunks it.
Not bad, E.T.! Let me try!
Bill tries the same, but he gets his head stuck on the ceiling fan.
You totally didn't see the fan!
Yeah! Woohoo! All right! Hey, tell my body to get over here and get me.
That's all right. I'll get you. Got your head, dude.
I'm totally gonna tackle you, dude.
Evil Ted throws Evil Bill's head in the bin.
Touchdown for Evil Ted!
We're total headbangers. Come on. Come on. There you go.
Evil Ted's eyes start to glow. The Anomalous sends them a message.
Stop wasting time. Proceed with the plan now.
Okay, dude. What do you say we trash their relationships?
I hate them. I hate the robot versions of them.
You made us, dude.
Bill and Ted are in heaven.
Well, looks like this is the place, dude. Now all we gotta do is find that scientist.
What kind of name is Station anyway?
I don't know. Must be some kind of future guy.
Death trudges after them.
Okay, how many syllables?
I love hearing.
Is it a play or a song or a
tournament?
It's something big.
It's a good kid. My money's on Einstein.
A station?
Did you assume that the most brilliant scientist in the entire universe would be from Earth?
Well, yeah.
Station's two troll-like creatures.
Movies!
Nine words.
Fire? Cigarettes? Clouds!
Smoke! Ooh. Butch and Sundance, the early years.
Death.
Sorry.
Smokey and the Bandit 3. Smokey is the Bandit.
Bill and Ted go over to Station.
Excuse us, Martians. First, my friend Bill and I would like to congratulate you on a most well-played round of charades.
Totally.
Secondly, you've been referred to Ted and me as the most brilliant scientist in the whole universe. So, how would you like to come to Earth with us and help us build good robot usses to save two beautiful princesses from bad robot usses? Sounds good, Station. Let's go. Let's rock, Death.
Station, Death, Bill and Ted head off. Later, Bill and Ted's dead bodies suddenly wake up.
Whoa.
They check their bodies and slowly sit up.
Ted, we're alive.
Yeah, but I think a buzzard was pecking at my head.
Bill pulls a worm out of his ear.
Dinner's over, worm dude.
Station standing behind them.
You guys okay? Where's Death?
Death falls from the sky and lands in front of them.
You okay, dude?
Fine.
Ted helps Death up.
Okay. First on the agenda, we go back to town and we clean up. Second, call the princesses and warn them. Third, we purchase stuff to build good robot us. Okay, let's go.
What? What?
Now, Death's in the back of the van with Station. evil Bill and Ted are speeding through the streets.
There's one, dude!
A cat.
Just missed, dude!
Dude, we're there!
Okay, got an idea.
Evil Bill deliberately crashes the car and they both fly through the windscreen. They crash through a window and land in a heap in Missy's living room. Evil Bill and Ted get to their feet.
Whoa. How's it going, lady humans?
Meanwhile, good Bill and Ted are driving along a street. They park outside a hardware store. They screech to a halt, then help Death and Station out the back. Death catches his breath and steadies himself with his scythe.
Okay, Stations, this is the Builder's Emporium, a repository for earthly electronics and robot building materials. Get what you need to make metal usses, understand?
Okay.
Ready for the big night, babes?
No, we're not going. I think you guys should stop right there.
Catch you later, future wife. Whoa, evil breath.
Who are you two?
Well, you see.
Evil Bill and Ted reveal their insides. Joanna and Elizabeth look at each other and faint. Human Bill's on the phone.
Come on. Any luck?
No.
They're not at our place or at theirs. I'm gonna try your dad's place. Maybe they went to talk to Missy.
Evil Bill and Ted are kidnapping Joanna and Elizabeth.
Hello? Logan residents. Evil Bill S. Preston Esquire speaking. It's them! They're back from the dead!
Oh, I guess we get to kill them again.
Excellent!
In the garden tools department, Death tries a hoe for size. He pushes a trolley around and passes a smoker.
See you real soon.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, but this time, we're ready for you! Yeah!
Evil Bill and Ted feign terror.
I think we can be ready for them, too. Good luck getting to the concert, losers!
Evil Ted presses a button on his neck, and Anomalos' image appears in his eyes.
Initiate final plan now.
You got it, great one.
Do not fail me. Metallic buffoons.
Bill, Ted, Death, and Station are loading up the van.
Heather Me is a dick. Yeah. I hope the stations know what they're doing.
The stations run across the car park and stand opposite each other, a few meters apart.
Station! What are you doing? Dude! This is no time to be playing games!
The stations run towards each other. They collide and explode in a messy blob. Bill and Ted go over to the steaming pile of red slime. Slowly, the blob starts to form a single, giant station. He stretches and cracks the bones in his fingers.
Station.
Station!
Yeah! stations in the bag, pulling together wires and extracting other pieces of equipment he needs from everyday objects. Beck looks on in bewilderment as Station tears through packets and boxes. Station starts screwing the various parts together and then does some soldering. The back of the van is lit by the sparks as it cruises down the street. Station's made an arm and filled a metal case with a maze of wiring. It screws a robot head onto one of the bodies that looks a bit like Bill. He turns a screwdriver, lighting up the eyes. He then spray paints new robot Ted's jacket.
Station.
Not bad. How's it going, good robot Bill?
How's it doing?
Station screws the head on robot's head. A local news reports on the TV.
Kate Axelrod for KJM Channel 12, reporting live from the San Dimas Civic Auditorium. We're rocking at the 4th Annual Battle of the Bands. So stay tuned and hold tight until we find out who will be your winner.
Inside, the arena is packed. Evil Bill and Ted are backstage.
You guys ready? You're up. Where are the girls?
Oh, they're hanging from the rafters. Yeah, we're gonna kill them at the finale.
Well, good luck, gentlemen.
Joanna and Elizabeth are tied to the ceiling. In the van.
Check it out! Whoa! Not bad!
Good robot Bill and Ted play air guitar. Bill and Ted speed towards the theater. The van screeches to a halt outside, and they all climb out. They stand at the side door, opening it to reveal the new robot Bill and Ted. The robots climb out of the van.
Are they ready?
Station.
Excellent work, dude.
What
about me? I made the wigs.
Okay, Death.
I helped with shopping.
All right.
I was pushing the cart.
Did these work like we asked?
Station.
Whoa. You are a most excellent scientist, Station. Yeah. Plus, you got an excellently huge Martian butt.
Station. Yeah.
Please feel free to split it in two parts again and relax.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
Okay. You two dudes ready to take on those evil asses and save the babes?
Fight evil asses, save the babes.
Ready, Bill? Ready, Ted? Let's go get him.
And now for the last band of the evening, Wild Stallions!
Evil Bill and Ted take to the stage.
How's it going, worms?
I am Bill S. Preston, Esquire.
And I'm Ted Theodore Logan.
Together, we are Wild.
There!
killed us, you evil metal dickweed!
Yeah, and we're fully gonna do it again! Plus, we're gonna totally kill your girlfriends, too!
The ropes are starting to break.
Don't worry, babes! We'll save you! Everybody, say hello to Station's creation! Good Robot Bill and Ted!
Bill and Ted move their joysticks, and Good Robot Bill and Ted come plowing through a wall.
Dude, we may have met our match. Kudos to you, good human usses. Catch you later, Bill and Ted. Catch you later, Bill and Ted.
The good android Bill and Ted punch the heads of their evil robotic rivals. A second punch to the stomach blows them up. Death wafts stage smoke away from his face. The heads of robotic Bill and Ted fall into good Bill and Ted's hands. Station, now split back in two, lowers Joanna and Elizabeth to safety.
Elizabeth!
Theodore!
Joanna!
William!
Death looks lonely as Bill and Ted kiss their fiancés. A phone booth appears in the middle of the theater. Bill and Ted peer through the smoke at Anomalos, who steps out of the phone booth and strides towards them.
Who are you?
I am their master. And I must see to it that you die.
What?
But first...
He zaps the TV cameras with a ray gun. The ray shoots up into space and bounces off a satellite, broadcasting around the world. A man in a foreign land tries to change the channel, but Denomalos is on every one.
We are now transmitting on every television channel throughout the world.
My word!
I want the whole universe to behold this transfer of power. No longer will our future society be based on the ideas and the music of these two fools. They will be based on my ideas. And my ideas alone.
Dude, how are we gonna get out of this? We don't got any time.
Yeah, we do, dude. Look, after we get away from this guy, we use the booth. We time travel back to before the concert and set up the things we need to get him now.
Whoa!
Yeah, like what?
Like a sandbag.
A sandbag falls from the roof and knocks the gun out of Denomalos' hand.
Excellent! Then we'll get a cage.
A cage falls from the ceiling and traps Denomalos.
My friends, I too can play the time game. If you do that, once I've vanquished you, I will go back and set up the scheme.
Denomalos uses the key to open the cage.
And another gun.
Denomalos fires the gun, but a wild stallion's rules flag pops at the end.
You're right, dude. Only there's one thing you didn't think of. Yeah. Only the winners are going to be able to go back and set things up.
Yeah, and that's going to be us, dude.
We set up the key, and we set up the gun.
Excuse me?
What?
Your shoelace is untied.
Death gives them a wedgie.
Melvin.
The Nomalos seems to have quite enjoyed it. Captain Logan arrests him.
You're under arrest, pal.
Way to go, Dad!
Welcome, Dano!
Elizabeth and Joanna go over to Bill and Ted.
Good job, Dad. Who was that guy?
Perhaps I can answer that question, gentlemen.
Miss Woodrow, thanks for the help.
Yeah, you know, we definitely...
Yeah, take it off, man!
Whoa! She opens her top and peels off her skin to reveal it's Rufus in disguise.
Rufus! How long you been here, dude?
Got here just in time for your audition, William.
So, you and Mrs. Woodrow all alone?
Hey, would anyone else have let you in this contest?
No.
Now, amigos.
That was Mr. Chuck Denomalos, my old gym teacher. And, by the way, sit-up champion of the 27th century. And now, gentlemen, I believe the stage belongs to you.
Thanks, Rufus.
The cameras, still broadcasting to the entire world, focus on Bill and Ted.
Maybe we ought to get good, Ted.
How?
They look over at the phone booth. A few moments later, they've traveled in time and arrived back in the theater. They're both carrying babies, and with his long beard, Bill looks like a reject from ZZ Top.
That was a fast 16 months of intensive guitar training, dude.
Yeah. Except for that two-week medieval honeymoon.
Hello, San Dimas! I want to introduce you to a little friend of mine. This is Little Ted.
Hello, Little Ted!
And this is Little Bill.
Hello, Little Bill!
All right. Now, for the rest of our band. Ted? On conga and bongos! Proof positive that you can't tell a book by its cover. The dude who can make one word mean anything. Station! And our backup dancers, Station's most bodacious creations, the good robot Usain!
Robot Bill and Ted strut their stuff.
And over here, our bass player. The Duke of Spook, the Doctor Shock, the man with no tan. Please say hello to Death himself, the Grim Reaper!
Death shimmies onto the stage.
You might be a king or a little street sweeper, but sooner or later you dance with the Reaper.
He twirls his side around.
Get down with your bed, sir.
He takes hold of a double bass.
I love show business.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been to the past. We've been to the future. We've been all around the afterlife. And you know, Ted, the best place to be is here. The best time to be is now. And all we can say is, let's rock! One, two, one, two, three, four!
Death looks flabbergasted at their new skills. Rufus pumps his fists.
Thank you.
The English family are dancing about. A group of people are huddled together outside a shop window, watching on the TV. Bill and Ted take their places at the front of the stage and high five.
Engines on. 5, 4,
good luck, boys.